You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The COVID-19 pandemic, it has hit so many businesses and organizations hard. And as we've mentioned on the show before, artists and artistic organizations are also feeling that punch. Boise-based jazz musician Curtis Stigers has had to cancel all of his concert dates for the foreseeable future. However, with a new album out and with a lot more time on his hands, he's been taking it in stride, writing more and playing more. In fact, a new bonus song on his new album, which is called Gentleman, is getting some national attention. And Curtis is joining us today by Skype. Hey there, Curtis. I think we may be having some technical difficulties about getting Curtis on the line, but I know we are working at it as fast and as possible as we can.
Hi.
Ah, there you are. Thank goodness, Curtis, because I was not going to have to sing like that. Well, like we would lose the audience. So thank you for getting that figured out.
You underestimate your singing, I'm sure.
Oh, no, I really truly don't. I don't. I know what I'm good at and what I'm not. Okay, so let's talk about this new album. It dropped on April 10th, called Gentleman, and you had concert dates around the world in place to promote this album.
Yeah, it's been an interesting month or two. I was touring right up until the end of, or to the beginning of March, and then venues started closing and tours started getting canceled. And it's interesting. I have an album to promote and no gigs to promote it with and to make a living, but that's a whole different story. So I have been relying on the internet. I've been relying on I've been making little films of me playing the songs from the record, and I've been doing a lot of interviews via phone and Skype and everything else. But it's a whole new way of promoting a record.
Yeah. So talk to me about this bonus track on the album. The song is called Shut-Ins, and did this come about because of the quarantine, this collaboration, or was it already something that you had written?
Well, I didn't write the song. It was written by Larry Goldings. He wrote the music. He's my co-producer and piano player for this record, and we've worked together for years. And a lyricist from Nashville named Bill DeMaine. And they sent me this thing in the middle of January, before any of this, you know, was in our minds. Bill woke up one morning having had a dream that he was writing a song with Larry Goldings called Shut-Ins. And so he made himself a cup of coffee and he wrote a lyric called Shut-Ins. And it's basically just this lovely little love song about two people who'd rather stay in. Larry and he finished the song. Larry wrote the music and then they sent it to me. I heard it in early February, again, long before I had any idea that there was this stuff going on, that this stuff was going to happen. But it turned out to be rather prescient, and I got into the studio before the quarantining happened and recorded a vocal, and it seemed like it needed to go on the record. It fits it stylistically, and it certainly means a lot now.
Well, and I listened to it this morning, and I mean, there's this line that says, "I'd rather be shut in with you." And so as I'm listening to it, I was like, this is prophetic. If they, you know, if this was written before all of this happened, I mean, to the point that this, I think, resonates so much that this has gotten national attention. I mean, it's been on, I mean, the song has been played on Here and Now, on NPR's Here and Now. I mean, so it has to be that when you recorded this in February, no idea that this would be the song that would be getting this national attention.
Yeah, I started to, I didn't actually record the vocal until the beginning of March. So I was starting to get an idea that this song, that its time had come. I knew I wanted to record it, you know, a month before that, but I it just struck me as a sweet love song. So anyway, it's been interesting. It's funny how a song that comes out of nowhere like that can be the song that sort of gets attention. I mean, to be on a national NPR show was really exciting. And WBGO in New Jersey, it's one of the biggest jazz stations in the world. They're playing it and they've featured it. So it's good to have a little a bit of attention in a time when I can't go out there and sort of get it myself.
Well, and before we have you play, I do want to say that you were supposed to be playing in concerts with Barry Manilow, and I have to tell you that I have loved Barry Manilow since I was a little kid, and when I saw that, I was devastated for you.
Yeah, it was tough. It's been the shows have been postponed until the very end of August, the beginning of September. So I'm crossing my fingers that's able to happen. I've opened for Barry before, and it was a lot of fun. He's a really good guy, and has always looked out for me and been kind to me. But it also, you know, it puts me in front of 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people a night, and that's good. As far as selling records and concerts, tickets to my own shows. So it was tough, but hopefully it will happen. You know, it's just sort of like everyone else. We're just taking a break. We're taking a breath of life. Yeah.
Well, before we leave, we've got about 3.5-4 minutes left in the show. Can you play for us?
Sure. Well, this is that great song, Shut-Ins. And again, I just heard it as a sweet little love song, and that's what it is. Let's be shut-ins. We'll stay in, see the day in the private way that we do. Let the riffraff and the rabble go out. I'd rather be a shut-in with you. We'll say thanks, but no thanks. We'll forego all the sideshows, 'cause we know they make us so blue. Let the fever and the folly play out. I'd rather be shut in with you. We'll cook a good meal. We'll read our books. We'll sit together and we'll trade those loving looks. Don't need buttons, cut-ins. No trouble in our bubble with a population of two. Let the hurry and the worry fade out. I'd rather be a shut-in with you, oh yeah. I'd rather be a shut-in with you.
Beautiful as ever, Curtis. What a lovely song.
Isn't it the best? It's so sweet. And then for it to be so prescient all of a sudden, it's just,
right.
It's amazing. There's even that line, you know, let the fever and the folly play out. I mean, it's so great and kind of almost eerie that it fits this so well.
It really is. I want to thank you for taking some time today. We've been talking with jazz musician Curtis Digers. His new album, it is available right now. It is called Gentlemen. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters as well. We are bringing on our medical experts tomorrow. If you have a question, give us a call, 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. And we may just play your question on the air tomorrow. My producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. It is, what day is it? It's Tuesday. This is what happens when we all stay at home. Have a great rest of your day. Hope you can find some joy in it. And we will see you back here tomorrow.